welcome to MGP 531. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna. And Pab, say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey! Apparently we cheer at the start now.
Hey.
I don't know where I normally go from there. I normally do the intro. What do I normally say next?
I'm a little bit distracted. You ask us how our week is and then you go for a lie down.
Oh, yeah, but
until
I don't care how your week is.
Don't
so
me.
That doesn't really work this time. I have no idea what day of the week it is.
Friday.
Apparently,
we're doing a podcast, so what day do you think it is? Have a little guess.
Well, I thought I was streaming up until I went to go live and realised it wasn't a streaming day. I am so buried under Football Manager craziness at the moment. I just don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm coming or going. Or
yeah.
Sitting. I'm probably sitting. I'm usually sitting.
This week has been a bit of a blur for me. It's been a bit weird. I don't, you know, it's just been like, I'm surprised it's Friday, to be fair. I feel like all I've done is...
Well, okay, if we're both questioning it, have either of us checked a calendar? Or are we being hoodwinked by these other two rascals?
I wouldn't be surprised if it hoodwinked us.
It's
it
Friday.
Says that it is the 24th, which, I mean, that doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean it's a Friday.
Doesn't mean a lot to the listeners who are listening to this on a day that's probably not Friday.
It's 4 weeks to Christmas.
Yeah, that's shocked
is
me
it,
a little
by
bit.
By golly.
Yeah.
Well, I do hope you've all got something exciting planned to get for me.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is the Black Friday special. Are we going to give people, like, you know, 40% of the podcast, give them 60% off?
No, we'll charge them half the normal rate for this episode only. But only if they listen to it on Saturday morning. Otherwise, they have to pay full price.
Seems reasonable. I'm up for that.
Excellent. Maybe we should announce that we're going to start doing this as a video podcast starting now. Look at your phones. We're looking back at you.
Are we?
Do you think you're on video?
Anna's really completely missed all the studio
Anna's,
around.
Anna, as usual, is doing the podcast shirtless and is now panicking.
Did I read? I swear that Twitch put out a thing, or someone said somewhere that Twitch are doing a thing where you can now get the reactions of your fans while you're streaming, or something like that. And I don't know what that means because I haven't streamed
Twitch chat, isn't it? Yeah, that's been there for 10 years.
No, not the chat. It was like getting their emotional responses either verbally or in video or implied.
This sounds a lot like the chat.
So you're telling me that people in the chat are now firing up videos of them reacting from their phones or whatever?
No.
Not like words where they go, woo, go Kevin, Football
That's
Manager.
Weird.
Well, hey, whatever. I'm talking about this made it sound like they would, I don't know, if they gasped and were shocked at something you'd done, it would appear. It was a weird thing that I saw.
Imagine it's out of their control. Twitch decides when to share a reaction with me. My entire stream is now just watching people gasp.
It'd be very quick, and before people were just like, oh, whatever, we get all these negative moans of he's playing this player again, or he's picked that team again, or just, yeah, I feel like...
There is no way that somebody watching one of my streams would react to football stuff. They would be talking about whatever we were talking about, and football rarely comes up.
True. Or you get people that get annoyed with you for insisting on a tactic and stuff, don't you, from time to time?
I don't know. Tactic is one of the banned words in my chat, so if anyone tries to tell me about tactics, it doesn't get through. It's auto-modded away. Don't want any of that nonsense in my chat. Basically, I just want to talk about what I want or people give me money. That's all I'm really interested in.
So black and white.
Yeah, I mean, I've put a tweet out this evening to the two people whose video I'm copying and releasing over the weekend. I've just decided I'm going full transparency. I'm going to rob people to their face from now on. And that's my new thing.
That's always been my tactic. If you get robbed by Sheepdog, you know you've been robbed by Sheepdog. I leave a calling card. I leave a little wee in the
corner.
I've
basically told them I'm ripping their video off tomorrow.
Get a wee in their corner,
and,
though.
Yeah, it's not a lot they can do about it now.
Why
what are they going to do?
Why are you ripping off other people?
Because I want their views as well as my own. I don't really think it's right that other people can do this job. I want to be the only one, so I'm
domination.
Trying to finish them off. Yeah,
he's entering his M. Bison phase.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Crusader Kings this week, and I've just decided, okay, I'm going to just apply that to real life.
When are you playing that?
I'm playing it when the Football Manager stuff is processing. When I say I've been playing it a lot, I've been playing it a lot in the context of how much free time I have. So I've played it for probably 2 hours. But to me, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I assumed you were going to be like, I'm not going to lie to you, Anna. While you've not been looking, I've invaded Ireland and I'm now trying to take over Scotland.
Is that
every time I try and invade, anywhere, it goes wrong.
Yeah, no, I wanted to start that game up and try and become like a dominant world leader, and everyone just stabs you and that's it. you're just dead. I don't know how to play it at all.
No, I'm basically using it as a dating sim for my children.
Kevin.
So I just marry off my kids and wait and see what grandkids come back and then repeat for the next generation. The actual having land and doing war stuff can't do at all. But I'm basically trying to breed mutants.
Well, this is it. I thought you were supposed to breed the mutants and then wed them to princes around the world, ugly princes who are going to become kings. And then your mutants would give birth to boys who, I don't know, somehow you'd make them take on your name.
But the problem is, when you have as soon as you have multiple kids, every time you die, you lose all your land. It's so counterintuitive. In my mind, fill the world with my mutants and then get all the land. But what actually happens is I get some land, send some mutants out, and then when I die, they share it. Whatever happened just giving it all to the firstborn? As a firstborn child, I am very much in favour of all inheritance should be exclusively for the firstborn.
I don't get the idea of sharing this with the other mutants. Isn't it? I thought the idea was you have to be a type of group of people that do that. That's got to... Because you can have a rule where the firstborn girl's the one who gets everything and it's the girl's name, the woman's name.
That's ridiculous. Why but would I do that?
If you end up being a queen in it instead of a king for whatever, because that generation you only had women.
I drown most of the female children.
Kevin!
I mean, that's why.
They're no use to me!
Yeah, it's very effective. I'm pretty sure you have to live long enough or rule well enough that you can make that your family's rule that when you die, it goes on to the firstborn, and that's something you need to kind of negotiate your way through.
It sounds like I'm going to have to read something and not just pick the most mutant-looking wife and then let the game play itself for a bit.
If you invited all of your children over for a family event and then made them fight each other to the death until there was only one of them left, a Royal Rumble, which is probably where it got its name...
Well, I've currently got my only son in prison and I'm plotting to murder him just to see what happens.
If you, like, I don't know, blow his mind by just suddenly going, do you know what? I've killed all the other kids. You're my only heir now. And you're going to take it.
I mean, he is my only heir because he previously murdered his own mother, i.e. my wife. So I've now got a different wife. And she's not doing any children. So,
she's not British. Just like, oh.
In addition to him being in prison and me trying to kill him, I'm also trying to find a mistress so I can create a child so that I don't get game over when I kill him. Because at the moment, I'm ready to off him, but as soon as I do, it's game over because he's my only heir. So I've got myself in quite the pickle.
That means you're going to have to wait 18 years to do it as well, surely. You can't just hand everything over to a baby.
Of course I can.
But that baby, someone's just going to drop that baby into the sea.
I'm not going to kill him and me at the same time. I'm still like 50. So unless I die immediately when he does, I'm not handing it over to the baby. I'm just getting a new heir in place.
Yeah, but that means you've got to be really careful for the next like 18 years. Because
no,
the moment
a 9-year-old
can
take over,
he's in the sea.
I'll just get him a 40-year-old wife.
I'd be thinking. The moment it was just you and the baby left, I'd be practicing my drop kick. I'd be walking around with a rugby ball. I'd be so good at drop kicks by the time you actually pegged it. And that kid will be like 15, but I'll be drop kicking a 15-year-old into the sea. They'll never see it coming. But that's what you're leaving yourself open to. You're going to have to make that baby lift weights from birth. Like the moment it's born, it's got to become hench. And the time he'll probably end up killing you. You'll make him so strong, he'll kill you.
I'll send him to Russia and get him to come back with a Russian wife, a 40-year-old Russian wife. That might be the solution.
What's your plan then to become, so he ends up being the king of England and Russia, and then you just sweep everything in the middle?
Yeah, pretty much. The good old pincer. I'm going to pincer the Roman Empire.
The old mutant pincer.
Yeah, exactly. Interestingly, I'm looking at the Roman Empire on my map now, and they do seem to have lost Rome. But it's still called the Roman Empire.
I mean, do you need to have Rome to be Roman?
I think you probably do.
What would they have changed their name to? Would they have just gone for the next
capital? They've got, at the moment, the Roman Empire is basically Germany, Poland, and the Netherlands. So they can, I don't know, figure something out.
They could have gone for, like, German and Poland
also,
together.
Also, England expands all... England covers all the way to Paris, looking at this map as well. England's having a lovely time.
I thought that... Isn't that just history? Isn't that what actually was the case for a while?
Well, this is... I'm in 1074, so theoretically the French should be coming for us, shouldn't they?
That should have happened 11 years ago, shouldn't it? Or my math might have been off. 1066, I was thinking of.
Unless maybe the bit of England that's in France is Normandy, and the Normans did come, and that still counts as England. I need to read a history book.
Yeah, I can't remember. I was thinking, did you accidentally invent sunglasses and not get an arrow to the eye, and now you've ruined history and you own half of France when you should have actually been one
eye
short?
Well, I did delete Harold, who got the arrow to the eye, and I'm King Kevin. So
that's it then. You ruined history off the bat you didn't get an arrow to the eye. Now we're half French or something, or they're half English, I suppose.
Well, I've got a bit of French in me, so, you know. It all
so
works out.
So after mistresses, from what I understand.
Exactly. It's all worked out perfectly. So yeah, aside from Football Manager, boys and girls, I've been playing Crusader Kings 3 this week because I did a brand deal with Xbox, which involved me having to load up Game Pass, and I remembered it existed. So that's why I started playing it again. And that's me, boys and girls.
I almost uninstalled that earlier, funnily enough, just really coincidentally, because I was installing Football Manager. I was supposed to have done that days ago when I was going to stream it. I haven't touched it at all, so that's me. I made a fatal mistake on Monday. You know that the best way to have turkeys is to have cold turkey. That's a rule. You know, Christmas Day, you eat your warm turkey, you have the better turkey on the Boxing Day. Cold turkey is a good thing in my head. So I applied that to my antidepressants that I've been taking for about 2 years. I just stopped taking them on Monday, thinking that'd be great.
Why?
I have a whale of a time. Cold turkey, best turkey. And then the week's been an absolute write-off.
We've talked about this, Sheep Dog.
I learned the meaning of the phrase brain zap. Have you ever had a thing where anytime you move your eyes, the back of your brain gets zapped? Because that's been my existence for the past 5 days. It's been horrendous. I had to basically live like an owl, only moving my head, couldn't move my eyes. I had to move my head everywhere to move. If I moved my eyes, I got zapped and it was horrific.
Why didn't you just start taking the tablets again?
Because it kicked in after like a day and a half, and I just thought, I'm a day and a half in now. This will be done in like a couple of hours. And then the next day I'd wake up and forget. I hadn't initiated owl mode, so I'd turn to my right, go, oh, I've been zapped. And then I think, God damn it, surely this will be done by lunchtime. I'll have a little nap at lunch and it'll be gone. And then I'd wake up from my nap and zap myself again. And I kept thinking, no, I'll ride it out. I've gone 3 days. I've gone 3.5 days. I've gone 4 days. I'll keep going. To be honest, I'm looking left at the moment. I haven't looked left in a while, and I've just looked left and the zap wasn't as bad. So it is going, but it's been a week of hell. And I was planning on streaming Football Manager from Wednesday, and I just couldn't do it. All I've done instead is continue with Spider-Man, which I'm only up to, I think I'm about 40% of the way through it now. Maybe a bit more. I'm fighting the lizard, and it was just never ending. And Anna's just taught me that at any point I could have put the PlayStation in rest mode and left the room. But what I did instead was desperately tried to complete the boss before the podcast.
I mean, that's been a thing for two generations of consoles.
Yeah, but
point.
I'm not really a PlayStation gamer, am I? You know, it's not something
it's on
that
Xbox
I,
as well.
I didn't know that.
For
honestly,
over 10 years now.
That. That's mad. And I'm going to have to tell my family that and apologise for basically getting more and more frustrated with the situation of this stupid boss not finishing. And yeah, I ended up having a bit of a disagreement with Emily because she was just being petulant. But yeah, in hindsight, could have just put it in rest mode, walked away and finished the boss later, which lesson learned. I mean, is it literally that simple? You just press the P button, put it in rest mode and leave.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. The last two generations on both consoles, you've been able to do this.
It's mind-blowing. No one mentioned it to me. No one said to me,
it was quite the thing 10 years ago when it was new.
Yeah,
no one. I guess everyone just assumed I would have heard about it, but it must have passed me by.
Goodness me.
Actually,
not only that, because when you have multiple consoles, because I've got a PlayStation in my office and in the living room, if I put it into rest mode on one, go to the other, and it picks me up from the point the other one's paused on. It's very clever.
That's actually even worse, because, I mean, I don't have a second one, but Mrs. Sheepdog did say to me, like, maybe we need to put the PlayStation in here for these scenarios where you can't stop at a point and you need to be able to, like, save it or whatever. And I was just like, well, no, I'll just finish and save it. This doesn't normally happen. But in hindsight, it's like, well, maybe if we had the second one in here, I could have just done that. And God damn.
Or maybe you should have got one of these PlayStation portals that we talked about on break off the other week that someone told us off about because we were wrong. Pab was wrong. I've got a bone to pick with Pab. Pab was wrong.
I mean, they didn't tell us off. They asked us about it and you explained what you meant. I feel like it was quite a good conversation.
Well, no, I actually thought you could only use it on your own Wi-Fi.
That's what they said.
Yeah, well, apparently that's not the case. You can use it on any Wi-Fi as long as your PlayStation's in rest mode.
Well, you winged your way, you bluffed your way through that, though. Your answer was convincing. You wouldn't want to use it anywhere where you could get Wi-Fi. You sounded like you knew what you were on about.
I mean, you wouldn't anyway.
Yeah.
You're right, he's right.
But did it work for Anna when she was abroad?
We haven't got one.
I didn't take my thing with me.
What was it? You were trying to do something, weren't you?
The backbone, yeah. I just forgot it. I took my Switch instead.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
Which is the correct thing to do, which is why people don't need these things.
Every time I've taken my Switch away with me this year, I've been too scared to get it out of the bag it's in, and I've just gone home with it in the bag still.
Why? Scared to get it out? What do you think is going to happen to it?
No, this is going to sound dumb, probably, definitely. With the scared part, it was more a case of you couldn't back up any... Because the Pokemon games aren't cloud saves, you can't back up all the stuff you've caught. And it would occur to me when I'm there, I suddenly think, well, if I get this out and then I end up losing it or it gets stolen or I break it or something, I have to replay that all the way through and catch all the stuff I've caught again. So until I can put them in home, they're not, you know, they're not bagged, they're not secure. They are now because they updated home so that I put everything in it. But that stopped me wanting to be able to take it anywhere because I was kind of like, I don't want to lose that save. That's like, what, 150 hours worth of game. No, what I'm saying is if... It's stored on the Switch, so if the Switch damaged or whatever, then they're gone. Every other game just saves in the cloud. I don't know why they don't just do this. Like, I think there is some sort of anti-piracy, I mean, the idea is that they don't want people being able to hack the Pokemon, but home's rife with hacked Pokemon anyway, so that ship has sailed. That horse has, bolted. But now it's on. I can probably start using it out in public again. But, I just... It was a waste of time bringing it. All right, Pab.
What? Pab's right. Pab's 100% right here.
But he shouted, what, after I've explained it? Like, I've explained it quite thoroughly.
The probability, it could have failed anywhere. It could have failed in your home.
No, because I don't play it at home, Pab.
I
play it sometimes, but it tends to just live in its dock. I don't walk around with it or anything. It just lives in the dock.
Oh, so you play it on TV?
Yeah, but it could still break. Yeah. It could just break.
I know it can, but I'm not gonna live in like ultimate 100% fear of it breaking. I'm just not holding it. It's sat in its dock. It's charged. It's there. I'm playing it through a screen. I didn't take it anywhere and play it off dock. And
you
I was wary of
Boy
doing
Switch.
That.
It's just all wrapped up permanently. Just never allowed to leave the station.
Only in the scenarios that I've just described, where I don't want to lose all of the things I've put hours and hours into catching.
That's a problem for you.
I mean, you're right. Like,
you just do it all again anyway, and you'd
fun,
love every minute of it.
I just didn't want to. I just felt like I had better things to do. I probably didn't have anything better to do. I don't know. I feel like they just need to add cloud save to it so that I don't have to live in that weird fear. It was a weird fear. I know it was a silly fear, but anyway, it just... I don't know. Because I had to be in owl mode all week, the only thing other than Spider-Man that I've really played in anger, I mentioned at the end of the podcast last week after we went off recording everything, I suddenly went, oh, I didn't talk about the Neopets updates. So Pab was like, never mind, Sheepdog, never mind. But the people that, I don't know whether they bought it or inherited it or stole it or what they did. Someone's taken over Neopets, the old website from the 90s. That has an absolute boatload of games and stuff on it. And they made a big deal about the fact they're bringing it back and they've been fixing it up. And One of the things they added to it was like a quest log, daily quests, weekly tasks, a tutorial task thing that I've been working through. And it's just been fun doing that because it'll just say like complete X amount of quests from this or do this or that. And it's just reminding you how the different things from the game work. And it's quite interesting from a purely me being a nerd point of view, watching them resurrect this bit by bit, because there's all this ancient, really dated stuff on it. Like, people used to like unlocking the different avatars that were just HTML little boxes of pictures and stuff like that. They used to be a big deal in the 90s when they were probably quite difficult to make, and now they're like irrelevant things that everyone's over because we all had MySpace and got sick of them. But they're trying to rebuild this site and tweak all that stuff and make stuff work again. And it's really funny watching how when Flash retired, not the superhero, the software, it meant that most of their games stopped working. So they're having to sort of bit by bit rebuild the games, replace all the Flash stuff, update all this. So like, from me being a geek, I'm quite enjoying seeing their progress with it and just seeing what they're doing with it. But then they're also just chucking in the odd new little bit of, I don't know, story or whatever. And I think 20 years ago, it was obviously a site aimed at children, basically. But because now everyone on it is basically a mid-30s, to be fair, female, and I'm probably one of the few men that are playing it, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying going through the little games, getting my daily stuff. I want this to become an app very quickly, and I keep hoping they'll announce that it's an app, because they have just an absolute ton of, they have like a whole arcade of hundreds of games. And if they stick this on an app and you could just basically fire it up, play your games, get your currency, get your points, get your items, whatever it is, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, when Kev always goes, this is gonna give Pokemon Go a run for its money, and acts like it's always going to sink. It's always on the brink of catastrophe in Kev world. This is the sort of game where I could see people actually being excited to play it because it's basically Pokemon Go.
Come on, Sheepdog. Pokemon's the biggest media property in the world. What are you saying?
Well, it's Pokemon Go, but with like 200 games in it that you can play. And I feel like Niantic...
You've lost your mind.
I mean, you don't catch the Neopets, although if they did make that a thing, if they suddenly said, oh, you got to collect them all, that I feel like that's something they really missed out on. That's probably why they went broke and Pokemon didn't. But they've just made, I don't know how many different creatures, and you can give them weapons and dress them up and battle them and stuff like that. But yeah, it just also has a boatload of just little games, not like Spider-Man 2 level games, but just like random little sitting on the toilet, twiddling your thumbs, keeping yourself busy games that you could just go and play for a little bit here and there. You get currency from them in the game. You can spend it on stuff. So you're always trying to build the next thing or do the next thing. And it's just a good time sink. And for someone who couldn't move their eyes, could only look forward like an owl, moving left and right or whatever, it was quite handy to just sit here moving my arm, looking at the same spot on the screen, just playing the games and trying to complete their random welcome back tasks, like get a million, what they called, Neo points or whatever, Neo money. The money. I've got to become a millionaire. I've got a million in my bank and I don't. I have like 200 grand and it's taken me ages to get to that point because I don't really know how to play it. I don't really remember how to play it. I don't think I was ever that good at playing it. I just enjoyed clicking around on it and it's fun. So if anyone listening is on that or remembers that and is like, oh, I didn't know that was back, get on it and tell me and we can befriend each other on there and then I'll have more people to play with it, play with on it. But yeah, I think that's mainly what I've done. I swear there was something else I played, but I can't for the life of me think it was, so I'll come up with it later if I remember.
You should just write them down, then you'll remember.
Yeah.
I don't normally need to, but I can't remember what it was now. It might not have been anything. It might have just been FM on the mobile after Kev taught me how to play it. But
did it work this time?
Well, because I did the tutorial, now I know that I've just got to do the tutorials. That's fine. You know, I'll do them.
Someone else should speak now.
Well, normally you were like, let's put in an advert. So I was waiting for that.
We haven't done that for ages.
You've done it all the time.
Sheepdog, do an advert.
Yeah. I wouldn't know how to, perhaps.
Is that an advert for a car horn?
Yeah. That was a siren to do it.
Might be my head zapping or something. Yeah, no, I don't know how we would even do that. We need again, if anyone's
just,
listening,
just
wants to become our
and advertise it, no Sheepdog.
So, someone make an advert for their business and pay us to just stick it in the middle of podcasts again. We had a whole period where we did that. Let's just get back to that, shall we? You know, let's get an official sponsor that goes in the middle. Make it happen, Pab.
Done.
So, Yes.
What have YouTube been playing then? Anything? Are you gonna, you just...
There we go. We got there in the end.
I'm in a funny one this week. I've played 4 games and I just don't know what to play. I play them for a bit and then I just turn them off. Like, I cannot be bothered. And I don't know why. I think Spider-Man has killed gaming for me because it was such a perfect game for me.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Everything doesn't...
What were you trying, though? Were they similar games? Were they...
Well, no, I was like, I went to Starfield, went back to that, started that again. Went
you started again?
Yeah, but I only started again just because I didn't understand what I was doing, but now...
Ah, right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like for like an hour. I was like, what the hell?
What you mean?
So I was playing that for a bit, and then I just turned that off, and then I put on Baldur's Gate and fell asleep. What else... I reinstalled Assassin's Creed Valhalla and realised I didn't want to play that from the start again. But I went to my save and I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Why am I dressed all in gear that's got flames on it? So I was just like, and I just don't know what to do. So I'm at the moment, my pause screen is Starfield. But I'm on Starfield and I'm trying my hardest to like it. It's hard work because I want it to be Fallout in space and it's not, and I don't understand the crafting side of it, and I don't understand the how to get like all your materials from the lands, and I don't understand why I've got all these powers. I'm like, why have I got this and this and this, and it's breaking me. So I started it again just for like an hour. And now I'm just doing things and like my ship is awful. I've got the same ship from the start, and like I was doing this whole storyline and I was helping these people, and then she was like, oh, you need to go to these two places and shoot down the spacecrafts. My spacecraft is awful. It is the first one from the start. It is clunky and it's just hard work. And I'm like, well, how? I don't know how to update my ship. I've got an activity that says go and get your new ship. I've been to this place. Can I get my new ship? No, because I don't know where it is. And it's just a moment. Like I have to get my phone and go, how do you dock in Starfield? Because I don't know how to dock. Because I go to these space stations that, because I obviously when you land on a planet, it's just a normal landing. Like you don't really have to do anything. But when you're doing a space station, I'm like, it's got like a waypoint where I'm supposed to go, and I'm going to it and I'm hitting it and I'm thinking, what is happening? So I have to ask my phone how to do it, and then you apparently just hold X or press A to hail
there's
them
prompt,
to see.
I think
mine.
When you get close enough, normally there's a prompt that'll come up.
Yeah, I missed that because of my dyslexia and stuff. The text is white and the space stations are white, and I just don't see it, and it bugs me because like I would want it to be like a color, like a green or something, but because it's white on white, it just I don't see it. And my ship is now at 60% because all I've done is smashed into this station trying to get this so-called ship. I've got no repairs. I was smashing into it. It was so funny. My ship's got like, you know where you sit on your whatever it's called, your seat. I've got on the left side, there's like a flame. And it's all crispy because I have no way to repair it. I don't know where to... Because, like...
Okay.
I just don't understand it.
Okay, so land at... What's the main planet called?
Earth, Pab. We live there.
Atlantis?
There. New Atlantis, yeah. Land at New Atlantis.
Yeah.
Land where you'd normally land, and then get out, and then there'll be a dude stood next to
I know what you station. Mean. Yeah.
Talk to the fella, ask him to repair your ship. Talk to the fella and ask him to look at your ships and modify ships or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got another ship, you will probably be able to. It'll bring up your ship that you see in front of you that's there in the menu,
yeah.
And then you can RB or LB out, across to other ships that you own. And then you
but
can
why is he trying
one.
To send me to a space station for it? I said I don't understand, because what I had to do, I had to go to the space station to help these people to build a ship because they couldn't agree on what kind of ship. So I went to it, and then it goes, now you can have a ship. But it sends me to the space station. Don't know how to get it. It says the man is in the storeroom. Can I find the storeroom? No. It's an annoying game. I don't.
Should be a waypoint though, shouldn't it, to tell you where to go?
Yeah, but when I get on the spaceship, the waypoint is then back on my ship, and I'm like, what is happening? Like, I don't understand. But yeah, I can't get this ship. But I am playing it, and I am getting used to it. Like, I think what it is at the start is I don't understand the game. Like, I don't understand why. It's hard to explain, but now, like, I have gold guns, and they've got, like, special things. Like, if you shoot someone that's full health, they get double the damage. So now I'm reading more of the items I get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still don't quite understand how the skills work, because you can't get some skills until you've unlocked them, which baffles me.
Yeah, they come with challenges similar to Skyrim, but not at the same time.
No.
So your skill tree will provide challenges. You unlock a skill, and then to unlock the next level of that skill. Or progress down the tree. If you have to put more skills in to progress down the tree, but to upgrade each skill, you have to perform certain things, such as the jumping one, and there's like you've got to jump how many times, or the oxygen one. You got to be able to have more stamina. You got to.
But what it doesn't tell you this.
It does. It tells you in the actual.
No, yeah, no. It tells you but at the start of the game, and you're trying. I am trying to like go down again to get more, like trying to upgrade my health. It's like blah blah blah. I'm like, what? I can't just use my skills the way I want to use them. I have to go and heal myself 200 times or something. I'm like, that's ridiculous. I didn't think it was 200 times. I feel like 200 HP or something.
Yeah,
but
it's probably
still,
about 20, but like, it's just
upgrade my ship until I've taken out five enemy ships, but I can't take out the ships because my ship is ridiculously slow and annoying, and then I can't have cargo. I can't do these, like, because you can do, like hauling cargo. I can't do that because I have no cargo on my ship because I don't know how to add it, squeeze it on. My ship is just annoying. Because I do have another ship that has cargo, but oh my god, it is slow. It won't turn. It's like a big, like, imagine an elephant trying to turn it in space. It's just so big. And like the one that you start with is like, I don't know, I'd say chicken, where you can get it to move, but it's still quite slow.
Are these types of ship, or are you just naming animals?
No, I'm just like, imagine
trying to move an elephant in space.
Because like,
I mean, I went miles off in thinking
like,
about that.
I've got missions
simple,
that I need a cargo hold for. I have a ship that will have cargo, but taking that cargo, you're gonna get like hunted sometimes by pirates. And how can I defend myself if it's just a big honking? I've got my arms out. I don't know why. But a big honking ship that just won't move very fast. It's like a massive. Yeah. So anyway, I'm playing that. I also got Persona 5 something.
Tactica.
Yeah, I got that the other week. I played a little bit of it. But again, with all Persona games, there's a lot of talking.
And that's the best bit of them.
Yeah, but I just want to play the XCOM-y bits, because that's the bits I like. I don't want to listen to this woman go on and on. Like, she said something, and I'm like, okay, and then she said it again, and then she said it again. I'm like, yes, I understand your heart is blah, 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 and you want all the fame and money. I don't need to hear that four or five times while you do different prances around the screen. So I played a little bit of it. Yeah, Baldur's Gate, I've been playing that. I started that again because I went to it and I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. So I'm just doing the starting bits of that. So again, another game, don't quite understand. They've all just like whoosh, right over my head. Because like I was playing it when it came out on console and I was enjoying it. And so I found like there's like a green woman in your group and you have to, like you want to go to Baldur's Gate. I'm guessing Baldur's Gate is a place. I wouldn't know because I've not been there yet. And on your way you find this her group, like a part of her like tribe. And can I get, and then like they attack you, can I get through it? No, because they're all high powered and I am not. But I'm like, how can I upgrade myself when I've done everything in that area? And I don't understand, because like when I started the game, I made I made like my character, and then I had to make this other character. Not seen them yet, don't know where they're at, but they're there. And like, I can't go back to my old safe because I let a vampire bite me and now I'm dying. Yeah, it's weird. It's a very strange game, but I haven't found the vampire this time. I've got a wizard. It's very strange.
Why are you dying? I thought the point of being bitten by a vampire was that you didn't die.
Because I don't know. Something to do with he took too much blood and I can't. Like, he didn't turn me into a vampire. He just drank from me, but he was a bad boy and drank too much. And now I've got this kind of weird disease that makes my health go down or something. But
can't he spit some back in?
No, that's nasty. Like, how, what do like vampires go to the toilet after they've, like, you know how we need to go to the toilet after we've had food? Do they need to go to the toilet?
I've never seen it come up.
No, you see what I mean?
In, like, what, seven seasons of Buffy, I think that would have come up at one point, wouldn't it? Like, Buffy, yeah. You know,
like, where does
Spike
it go?
Could have been, like, just going for a quick waz. Or, you know, someone comes out of the toilet after and goes, what the bloody hell's going on in there? The toilet's full of blood. You need to get yourself checked out, mate. And they just be like, oh, yeah, sorry. I had a Vimto for lunch or something like that. But, no, I don't know. I've never thought about it. I'm going to Google it, but I don't want the typing to come through. If there's tapping now, it's because I'm typing. Do vampires wee?
He's actually looking for it. So yeah, I'm just a bit of a trying to find something to satisfy my need. I just want a Spider-Man, but I've played it and I finished it, and I don't want to play it again this soon. So yeah, it's just one of them. But I do have Pandora coming in about a week or so. The Pandora, the Avatar game. So maybe that will help.
Yeah.
Where you can fly on the Navi or whatever it's called. I don't know. But I haven't. I need to watch the second film of that, actually. What are you doing tomorrow, Kevin? Shall we watch the film, or do you want to play your game that you're playing?
I thought we were putting up a Christmas
tree. Yeah, but
tree.
That's not. Oh, no, you're watching football, aren't you, in the evening?
Yes, I am.
I thought Christmas trees had to go up next weekend. I thought that was like the national.
Well, we got our Christmas tree last week and then haven't put it up. So we're putting it up tomorrow because just to bring
I
a bit of
people
joy.
Put them up when they damn well please.
Well, no, of course. But what I'm saying is, in my experience, because my the women folk in my house have been asking to do it ASAP. And I was like, isn't it supposed to be? Isn't the acceptable line the first weekend of December, so like the second or third this year? But now that I hear you two are doing it and you're acting like that's, you know, do as you please, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'll stop standing in their way and let them put the tree up. Not that I stick this, you know what I mean, I haven't been standing in anyone's way this week. I barely care, to be honest. But I did say to them, isn't it supposed to be next weekend? And they're like, oh, okay.
Let them put the tree up.
Yeah, I'll come off here and I'll be like, you never guess what, Kev and Anna have just said there are no rules anymore. Society's done away with rules.
There is no rules to know, because let's just have a little bit of like fun and joy in the world, because of like there's just a lot happening, and Christmas makes everything look a little bit prettier. And it's
so
only,
You'll be pleased to know that vampires don't pee or poop, and they do not have periods either. So there you go. All the blood is used to fuel them. They don't need to use anywhere else. It does make me wonder how one vampire had a child in Angel, if all
and
that
Twilight.
Stuff isn't. I haven't seen Twilight. Is that something happening in that as well, then?
Yeah.
There you go. How do vampires reproduce?
he's gone down a rabbit hole now.
Yeah, a bit of one. It just says it bites people. Maybe they didn't really reproduce. Maybe they just had a nibble on a baby, and maybe it was one of Kev's babies from when Kev was the monarch.
I see. But
apparently vampire pregnancy lasts 6 months. Who decides these things? There's a fact for you. If you ever run a pub quiz and I say, how long does a vampire pregnancy last?
Who's
you'll be like, their gestation, I can't say that, gestation
yeah.
period is shortened to about 6 months due to the pure rich nutrition that the child is constantly getting. Pure rich nutrition.
Wow.
Must be what it's like to be Gordon Ramsay's kid.
Oh.
What are you what? Talking about? What is going on here?
Well, the man's like a master chef, isn't he? So you get pure, rich nutrition with every meal. I bet his kids are like the human equivalent of vampire babies. I bet the Ramsay family have a gestation period of 6 months as well. Just you lot can't follow a conversation thread doesn't mean I'm weird for saying it.
It absolutely means that.
Okay, Pab, what have you been playing?
Nothing.
Good.
Fair enough.
Now we can end the podcast.
No, the only realistic thing is I've played Spider-Man 2 completion.
Yeah.
I talked about that last week. But I've completed everything now.
Well, what, in the world?
In the Spider-Man world, yes.
In Spider-Man. Oh.
Is there a point, you know, with the little robot spider things, is there a point where you get enough of them that it actually
yes.
tells you where they are on the map rather than...
Oh, my word. Okay, so in your skill tree of
yes,
gadgets...
collectibles, it shows me that I've got, I want to say, I think I need another, like, 19 or something
okay,
like that.
So
it's at the point now where they're not in the air anymore. Like, I can't... I was just flying around New York and they'd be like, oh, there's one. And now I'm at the point where they must all be underground or something.
They're not. I don't think any are underground.
They're just on the side of buildings. You have to find them.
In your ability... Not your character skills. It's like gadgets or whatever it is.
Oh, I see.
There's one of them that you get to, and there is an upgrade, which is like spot the... caches, you know, like the flashing blue box or the yellow boxes.
Ah.
There's one of them. That skill there, that's what it'll say. It's for them boxes. But it also pings on the map the spiders.
Well, Shane, I interrupted you midway through telling me that a moment ago.
Yeah.
I made you delay that. But no, that's perfect. I'll do that when I log back on there.
It doesn't show it on the main map.
No, but
it'll
give me a
ping. On the mini map, you will see like a little pink spider.
Cool. So, I thought I could sense them anyway. I've been pressing the right stick to see if I can sense where they are.
I don't think it pings on the map, but I think you just see them.
I'm learning that now. Yeah. And that was a catastrophe for me a few times because I would accidentally press... when I'm flying, the amount of times I accidentally press the left stick down, like as in L3, instead of just pointing forward or backwards... it drives me nuts, but a couple of times I've pressed both of them at the same time because I was trying to do the scan and I've had like Miles Morales just burst electricity out in a massive sphere around him, which I didn't know you could do until I accidentally did that. We were very impressed that happened and we were like, oh, we should probably use that in battle. But
I forgot that.
I've using
well.
It in the skies of New York. I'm surprised.
I did it when I thought that was how to go invisible. So I was trying to hide from people and instead I just popped that instead and just blew a load of people away. I was like, oh.
He doesn't use that skill, does he, in this one?
What?
His invisibility skill.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. It's up I on don't go anywhere without being invisible.
Does he?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's up on the deep
press up.
I learned that hard way. I remembered it now after doing it.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've been
the
there.
One thing that gets me a bit is that if you're chasing a car... and you're flying after it and you go invisible, they still just shoot you out of the sky. And I'm like, how can you see me? I'm invisible. And they
I don't know if that's just a bug or what, but I hate the chase things. I'm so bad at chasing things. And so when they're trying to gun me down, I'm like, right, I'll just go invisible and you can't get me. And they just still do. They just carry on. I guess they know I'm in the vague vicinity, but they seem to just nail me constantly. So I've had to just try and get better at it. I think I would like them if I wasn't so bad at the chases, but yeah, I suck at them.
Okay, so sheepdog.
Yes, sir.
Mute the mic. Mute the headset. Take your headset off.
I will never know when to come back, but I will. I'll obey you. I'll sit here and play Neopets for a bit.
Just try not to listen to me. Anna, you asked for something last week. I don't know whether you would have found it. You said there was there was something to do with Spider-Verse.
There is, yes.
Should we be warning the listener about spoilers here?
So I already know about it, so you don't have to talk about it because I went.
Okay,
to
you know about it because you said something about you were looking it up, and then I discovered it. Upon completing something.
Yes, I know what you completed. Yeah.
Okay, so we're all right.
Yeah, yes, it's
now, fine. No, I've got rid of sheepdog as well.
Good work,
Abby. I know. How long can we give it before he comes back?
I'm sure he'll come back.
I wonder if he will. I don't know. I don't think he will. If we just carry on, just not mention anything.
Don't be mean.
But I have enjoyed. It's been a lot easier to platinum that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hunter nests, wherever they were, were a piece of cake.
Yeah,
I just quietly took everyone out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really have to fight anybody. The birds, the hawks or whatever they are.
Oh, God, them things, yeah.
We have to follow them in the jet stream. Relatively straightforward. I know what you mean. Yeah. They can be incredibly frustrating. The way they kind of zigzag through buildings and you don't have that agility in glide mode. So I just had to take some liberties and just kind of duck around it or switch out and swing and then back into glide.
Right.
To get back into it and stuff like that. That one was a faff. Last time in, what was it, the original Spider-Man, I remember you had to work your way up certain districts to do, like, by doing, you know, dealing with certain crimes and dealing with certain things. You didn't have to do it in this, which is so much better, because that's one of the few things I hated doing, was just having to deal with so many enemies. Whereas I just ignored them and just did the certain things on the map that you needed to do to complete the districts. I got all bar two, maybe. I think all bar two gold stars or times on the challenges in the Mysterio rooms, which isn't a big deal. I think one I got a bronze on or something like that because I just couldn't fathom out what it wanted me to knock enemies off buildings or something like that. And I was like, how do I do this without killing them? Because I'm at the end game. I'm that powerful with it.
Yeah.
These enemies in these Mysterio rooms aren't very strong. They just kind of, because it's just a massive horde of them coming at you, they kind of die after two hits. So even me just knocking them up in the air and then swinging and knocking them off, it was killing them before they got knocked off. So I was like, well, I can't do this. I ended up just eventually doing it, but I got a bronze on that one. I was like, well, I'm not faffing about with that one. But yeah, that one, that is what I did last weekend, and realistically I've not really done anything else there. I like you, Anna, I'm kind of at a loss of what to do now.
Yes.
My initial thought was, well, I didn't platinum spell Miles Morales, and I was like, can you go back? Can you go
I'm
back
sure
with all
can.
The quality of life things that they did in two, can I go back and play that one and be satisfied and be and not be like wishing that I had the wingsuit and wishing that, because that's my main mode of transport is the wingsuit.
Is it really?
That's all I use. One of the trophies. Oh goodness me! Get from one point on a map to the other map across. It is across the river, by the way. Just wingsuiting. That took about four or five goals.
Yeah, there's an airstrip underneath one of the bridges.
Oh yeah, you had to go down through an air tunnel in like in a street and then you had to diagonal across it across the city. using two of the up vents, two of the vents that fire you upwards, and then get into a slipstream across the river and then cut across onto another slipstream halfway across the river. And then that pretty much gets you there.
God, that sounds annoying.
I tell you what, right? People, I don't know how useful how many people use it, but them like trophy tip things that in the that it shows you a video of how to do it.
Oh yeah,
they are very handy. You know, on the actual PlayStation, you go on the trophies in the actual PlayStation, you click on them, and then it's like a
tips
thing, and you click on it, and it shows a video of how to do it. Admittedly, like I say, it's easier said rather than done. Yeah. You still got to do it. But at least it's not an impossible thing of like how like this is the ideal way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've finished that, and there is a very obvious game sitting here waiting for me to play, which I have barely touched, but I am too scared to play it.
Which is
Alan Wake.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's gonna be up there in people's game of the years and everything. It's very highly rated, but I just can't bring myself to do it. I think partially it's the I'm a bit of a scaredy cat, but it's also the way the game played initially was a bit ropey, I'm not because it's on Epic. There's not like loads of patch notes. So you get an update on Steam and it shows you all the patch notes, so you can see what they've done and what have you. There's no patch notes on Epic, and I know I could go and look it up and what have you, but that seems like a lot of hassle. Me having to go into Google and type versions, patch notes for Alan Wake and all this sort of stuff. So it could have improved. I need to play it, but I haven't. I've just played Fortnite all week, realistically. Season starts next weekend, I want to say. New chapter starts next weekend, even. It's not even new season. It's new chapter, whole new map. So we've had the little OG season for a month. So we've been powering through that. We're into seasons 9 and 10 now, this final week of the OG season. So we've got the balls that you can travel around in now. Like little domes like they have in, what was it, Jurassic World? Mm-hmm. They had the little orbs. They're in there now with little sucker grapplers that you can like fling yourself around with. Mm-hmm. And all sorts of other little things from the OG seasons 9 and 10.
How long has it been now, like since Fortnite became a thing?
2016?
I thought you were going to say
20
years then. I was about to die.
Is it 16 or is it 18? No, I think it was before that. I think it might have been 16 or 17. It's something like...
It's a while, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's around those mid to late teens. And I was there for most of it. I missed the first season and maybe the first two seasons. Mm-hmm. I feel like I got in towards the end of the second season. So I missed the first season, so yeah. But I continue to play that like I usually do, like Sheepdog plays his Pokemon stuff and what have you.
I hadn't seen Anna's message to say come back because I was too busy reading about this.
Oh, I forgot he was still gone. That's amazing. How long was he gone for there?
We were just about to finish.
Time. Yeah, it's been like 7 minutes since Anna told me to come back. I've just been sat here.
We didn't even talk about it. Immediately when you left, we were like, actually, this is a spoiler for the listeners. We won't do this. And we never even talked about it.
Brilliant. Love it.
Yeah, other than that, like I say, I've played a little bit more of Remnant 2, I think. I got to pretty much end boss of the entire game.
Ooh.
And it's pretty hard. I'm at the boss before the boss. And it's just stomping me and I'm like, eesh, damn, I shouldn't. Because the game works is you go into a world and it's like the world level is your level plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think you can do much about this because I happened to watch a speed run of the game. It was on IGN or something like that. They did a developers commentate on over the speed run of it. And this, I watched them do it for, it took us like an hour to do the game. And what they were doing was going into each world at their starting level. So they were going in, so they were in, and then they go into a world. It would then put the world level at level 6, which is the start of level 5. And then you'd come out of it, and then they'd work, slowly work their way through each world, but they'd all be at level 6 when they'd be building up their level going through the worlds. It was a clever idea, but you can't do that with the end world because you can't get there till you've done all the others. So yeah, I'm suffering now because I'm at level 12 and the world's level 13 and it's just stomping me. It's not been too bad until now, so I'm going to have to rethink how I do things. So, but other than that, that is your lot for me this week.
Well, then I guess we'll wrap that up there then, boys and girls. If you would like to follow us on the internet, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Toodle pip.
Thanks for listening, folks.